Blog Talk Radio.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Demonstration of God's Power Prayer Ministry. My name is Sister Gigi, God Promotion. I have with me Sister Minister Vivian George, the executive producer of this radio program. I am on every Monday, 6 p.m., Minister Janice Williams, every Friday, 8 p.m., and Minister Vivian George, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Time, at the same dialing number, 714-409-0578. You are welcomed with us for prayer. Amen. I am an author of the book, My Spiritual Journey, which is on display all over the world at Amazon.com, Kindle, Barnes and Noble, eBay, and other bookstores as well. Please check it out, read on, and be encouraged. This book tells about some of many challenges that I've experienced in life. Okay, the fact is I am alive and well today. It's because God is the most powerful being of the universe. Hallelujah. His name is Jehovah, and he is mighty to save. If you have time, you can read Zephaniah 3 verse 7. Yes, he's mighty. We're serving a mighty God. Amen. The same God that has saved me and delivered me. So whatever you are facing today, he's able to do the same for you. And now, for those who don't know Jesus that I'm talking about, I want to invite you to accept him as your personal savior. Please read Romans 9, verses 9, 11. Then after making your confession, you can go to a Bible-based church to learn more about our Lord Jesus Christ. I assure you, after all, your life will never be the same anymore. Take it from me, because I am a living testimony. Again, I salute you all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Again, welcome, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you all on the ministry. And next, I'm going to call Minister Vivian to sing a song for the glory of God. Amen. Vivian, will you please? Come on, you have the microphone. Minister Vivian. Oh. Hold on. Let's see. Minister Vivian, where were you? Let's see if I can see her. Okay, now I got her. All right, Minister.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Yes, hallelujah. I'm sorry. Now you're on. Okay, go ahead, ma'am. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a of glory divine, heir of salvation, righteous of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst in my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy. Whispers of love. Story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I, as my Savior, am happy and blessed, watching, waiting, looking above. Filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praising, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praising my Savior all the day long.
Yes, 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 yes.
Praise
all
God.
The long. This is who we are. Hallelujah. We are made. We are created to praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Vivian. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. 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 Right now, I'm going to read Psalm 23. Psalm 23, please follow with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You welcome me as a guest, anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely, your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for what you are doing right now. Amen. For your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, you are great. Great, great, great God. Hallelujah. Right now, I see, oh, yes. I am so honored to present to you my pastor, Bishop Washington, and First Lady, Sister Mary. This is an honor and a pleasure for me to welcome you to this prayer ministry. Amen.
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 Good
evening, Bishop.
Amen, Sister Gigi. We thank God for you today, and we're happy to be with you tonight, just to be blessed by God. And thank you all for the wonderful song and the reading of the scriptures and everything that you do to move your ministry forward. So we just blessed to be here, and Sister Washington is here as well.
Good evening. Amen. God bless you, and bless that songbird. Beautiful voice, Sister Vivian. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Do you have anything to share with us, Bishop, please?
Yeah, I just want to share that during this very turbulent time that we're in, you know, the Spirit of the Lord have told us that we need to make sure that we love one another. And that's the main focal point that I'm trying to share with everybody that I encounter and I interact with on a day-to-day basis, is that love one another, love you one another as Christ has loved the church. So greater love had no man than this, God says, and he laid down his life for his friends. So we should have enough love for each other, regardless of our race, where we're from, ethnicity, whatever it may be. We should have enough love for each other that we should love one another irregardless of our circumstances. So my word to anyone is to love one another as Christ have loved the church. And that's what I want to share, is the love of God with each and every person that I encounter on a day-to-day basis. God bless y'all tonight.
God bless you, Bishop, for the word, and thank you so much. We need it. We need to hear it. We pray about it. We talk about it. We need to hear it and to act on it. Yes, to cultivate love. And I thank you so much for blessing us this afternoon. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I'm moving on right now to the... Oh, Mother Stokes. Welcome, my sister. Mother Stokes.
Amen.
I would like you to share whatever the Lord puts in your heart, Mother Stokes, please. Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen. The Lord has put, as I was meditating on Luke 18, verse 1 through 3, as you know, it says, and he spoke a parable unto them, to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not faint. Saying, I hear, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, have you me of my adversary? And this woman here, and I'm going to go and read for her, and he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard men, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continuing coming she wear me. Other words, the widow woman, son was in jail, the story was, and she was asking the judge to have mercy on him, to let him out of jail. And the judge, she went there every day. She went there persistent and praying. They said the woman was persistent in prayer. And because she was persistent in prayer, this judge, he did not fear God, nor did he regard man. But because of her persistence, and him, she troubled him. And he released her son out of jail. Amen? Amen. And that is coming from Luke, the 18th chapter, 1 through 5, I read. But you can continue to read the whole chapter. It certainly will bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Persistent in prayer. Amen. Amen. How do we like to come with a prayer? Would you please bless us? Mother Sister? Yes, will you please pray? Would you please?
Okay. Father, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you, Lord God, for you woke us up this morning and you started us on our way. Well, we just want to thank you for all of us that's on the line this afternoon and the ones who are yet to come. Father, we come to lift your name up on high, to give you all the honor, all the glory, because it is belongs to you, Father. And we want to thank you, God. We come to lift up all the ministers, Father, of the gospel. We lift up Bishop Washington and Sister Mary Washington, Father, as we thank them for being on the line tonight. And, God, we just want to thank you for all those people who has been persistent in prayer. You told us to be persistent in prayer. And, Father, I just want to continue to lift up everyone. Maybe that might be someone on the line who has infirmities in their body. Father, I thank you that you heal them. Maybe somebody who is going through grief right now, Father, I lift them up in the name of your son, Jesus. I lift them up to you, God. Lord, that you want to take every hurt away from them, Father. In the name of Jesus, you heal, Lord. Somebody need a healing tonight. God, I thank you that you heal them in Jesus' name. Already I declare and decree that they are healed in Jesus' name. Lord, we want to thank you, God, for those who need financial blessings, Father. In the name of Jesus, the widows, oh God, the church have let down the widows. They're not taking care of the widows, oh Father, like they used to. So, God, I thank you tonight that you will give them the revelation to take care of the widows, oh, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, continue to look after the widows. Father, go check on them, Lord God. Have someone in church to check on the widows, Father. We thank you, oh, God, tonight that you will not hold no good thing from those that walk upright with you. Father, we thank you, God, for your great God, your loving, your kind, oh, God. And we thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you for the reading and the prayer. Amen. 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 Oh, Mother Self, I would like you to introduce yourself. I forgot to tell Bishop. But again, would you please introduce yourself to the audience, please?
Amen. I'm Lily Stokes. I'm broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And I just want to thank you that I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. for Thy will of Atlanta, Georgia right now. And the church where our fellowship is First Iconia Baptist Church. And the prayer lines that I share with is Kingdom Connection prayer line and also Kingdom Dominion prayer line and teaching ministry. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. We all thank you for the job well done. You are a special woman chosen by God. And we all love you, Mother Stokes, and you are an example. And may God continue to bless you and bless your family. Amen. And bless the ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know if Bishop might to introduce himself. Bishop, will you please say a word about your ministry, please? Bishop?
Amen. I'm here.
Yeah, would you please say, a word or two about your main ministry?
Okay,
I forgot to, to ask you. Excuse me?
Okay. Yes, I'm Bishop Ariel Washington, Sr., Kingdom Connection Ministries Church. We're located in Cleveland, Texas. We were formerly located in Freeport, and we have many ministries out of that ministry. One ministry is the Kingdom Connection Fellowship Outreach Ministry for other ministries that we shepherd along and help organize. And we also have our Helping Hands Outreach Ministry, which my wife is the chairperson of that particular ministry. We also have music, we have feedings, and we also support families, children, all over different areas in Texas. And we also have the prayer line that we have, which Mother Stokes oversees our international prayer line, which is Kingdom Connection prayer line. We have that going 5 days a week as well. And we're currently having online church every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. On our prayer line and on Facebook Live. And so we have quite a few things going. It's a major operation. We thank God for it. Sister Gigi is now one of our ministers, and we thank God for her partnering with us. And we're doing our best to bring her along with the group. So we thank God for you. And so we thank God for you. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, and I thank you. I thank you, Sister Mary, and I'm so honored to have you as my spiritual pastor, and I thank you so much, very, very much, and I'm so delighted. I'm telling you, I'm so glad to have you and your wife in my life, and I thank you for the job well done. Wonderful teacher in the Lord, and I thank you again. Amen. May God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor. Now, I have another one. 312. The last 4 digits is 1009. Will you please come up with a word or two? From Chicago, from Illinois, 312-1008. Will you please share something for the glory of God? Okay, maybe not now. Hello, Sister Elliot, are you the one?
Yes.
Oh, Sister Elliot. Oh, you are
yes.
So quiet. May God bless you. May the fire of God penetrate you right now. Amen?
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Come
thank
with
you.
Something. Just say yes. Bless
oh,
us.
Okay. I will sing a little song.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, the glory of your presence, we your children. as we grow in your embrace, as your presence is now displayed.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful, Sister Yet. Wonderful. How do you like to pray, Sister? Do you like to pray? Do you want to pray?
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead, Sister.
Okay. Father God, we come to you this afternoon, Father God. We give, we say, 1, 2, 3, gather together. You are in the mix of us. Father God, we are sure that you are with us to bless us. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, we lift up every one of us. You know what's going on in our life. Lord, we lift up the whole world in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what's going on in every nation. So, Lord, we come to you this afternoon with our heart full of pain, suffering. People are crying everywhere. Father, have mercy on us. Have mercy, Father God. You're only one who can solve that problem. Nobody else but you, Lord. Lord, we know that you can do it, Lord. Lord, please, we know sometimes we sense, you know, forgive our sins, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Very often, Lord, we sense against us, you know, our friend. We have something against our friend. Oh, Father God, for any little thing, we make it big deal, Lord. But God, in your love, you say, I love you. If I die for you, come, Lord. But pray that we touch our heart, change our mind, Father God. Lord, we lift up that sickness, that virus, Father God, who are killing your people. That you created, Father God. You are the one who made man to your image, Lord. And that now this enemy come with that power to destroy. No, God, we're going to see your glory. We are going
Hallelujah.
To see your glory. We ask and we ask you for your glory to fall on the earth. Yes, Lord. Every country, every one of us, Father God, we see your glory. You are God. Nobody can take your place, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We lift up our voice together tonight. And we know that you heard our prayer. And something good is going to happen. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, we are expecting your miracle, Lord. And we expect next week, when we come back, we will have testimony. Each of
Hallelujah.
Us will have testimony, Lord, to give you praise and glory
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name, the name
Hallelujah.
Which is above of every name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wave to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise, Lord. All the praise.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Mm.
Woo, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you, my sister. Thank you. God bless you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen. So we're going to 5:04. Before last digit is 4677. Will you please bless us for the glory of God?
Yes.
504. The last 4 digits 4677. Will you please come up? Amen.
God bless you. I'd like you to pray for me and my wife. Dr. Shirley Thomas. This is Pastor Thomas on the line. Somebody text me to get on and hear the power of the words coming from Minister Gigi. Amen. So you pray
amen.
For us. And God bless
amen.
And honor to all of you on the line tonight, especially Bishop Ariel.
Amen.
Watching and his lovely wife. Amen.
Amen.
Don't forget to pray for me and my wife.
Sure. We pray. We pray for you. And I have to say, oh, my God, Pastor Abbott, we love you so much. Oh, you have such a, you know, I mean, the spirit in you. Every time you sing or you do the word, and it was just like, wow. You know, I mean, this is the way I feel. You are a true man of God, and I thank God for you. And we are so glad to have you among us, you know. Oh, wow.
Amen.
Thank you for coming, and welcome. And we'll pray for you. We'll pray for you.
Amen.
So right now, will you please pray for all of us and for the world, for everything that God puts into your heart. Please pray. Would you?
Amen. Could I read my scripture up, Minister?
Sure.
Yeah, I always do my Sunday school lesson. Amen. My Sunday school lesson is June the 7th, 2020, the call of wisdom. And I always like to read the back of it, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So Monday is faith committed to discerning path of wisdom, Acts 6, 1 through 7. I like to read that. And then there's some of the words I may not pronounce the names, but y'all will. It's Acts, the 6th chapter, 1 through 7. It says, and in those days when the number of the disciples were multiplied, there arose murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their wisdom was neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, when we may appoint over the business. Amen. But we will give ourselves continuous to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And Philip, named Preterus and Nicholas and Timon and Preterus and Nicholas and Christian and Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. Last verse. And the word of God increased, and the number of the multitude multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests was obedient to the faith. Amen. May God bless the reader of his word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another blessed day that we've never seen before. New grace and new mercy. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the things you've done for us all day long. Another blessed day that we've never seen before. We thank you, Lord. We ask you, oh God, to look on all those that have been lifted up before you. Father, we come to lift you up this morning, this afternoon. Give you all the glory, all the honor that all belongs to you anyway. Thank you, Lord, for loving all of us. Oh God, ask you, oh God, to look on our overseer, Bishop R.L. Washington, and his lovely wife, Mary Washington. And ask you to look on Minister Gigi. Amen. Oh God, the moderator. And then minister and go Mother Stokes, all those that be on the prayer line. I can't thank all of y'all names, but they text me all through the day. That came in to get on for you today. Thank you for that. Oh, God, I thank you for those that send me texts. Don't leave me out. I thank you, oh, God, for them including me. Oh, God, and look on my cousin, little Lola, Minister Jerry Vaughn, my cousin, and his lovely wife, my little cousin, we call little Lola Vaughn, and then my the oldest one, her sister is Minister Jackie Keys, amen, and my cousin and her husband, Deacon Keys. Oh, God, all of the names that I don't know, they brought their names up to you, oh, God. Ask you, oh, God, to let your healing virtues be. Hide, oh, God, all of us this evening behind the cross and cover us with your blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord, and thank you.
Yes, Lord.
For the moment.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. May God bless you and bless your beautiful wife. As
amen.
You remind us how lovely she is. So,
amen. Thank you.
And may God bless you.
Yeah, she's beautiful too.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. I know that.
Yeah, she. I can say some more too, but I'm gonna say the rest.
I just like the way you are.
She all of that in a bag of chips. She's 80 years old, and I'm 5 months older than her. She thinks she's older than me, some kind of. Of course, I want you to know. I want y'all to know I'm the boss at my house when she's not at home. Now, I told that in for free. Now, y'all didn't call nothing to that.
That's a good thing.
God bless you. I enjoyed you on Bishop Washington. All of you. I was listening to the songs and all of the prayer. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. We enjoy you so much. Thank you.
Amen. I enjoy
and
you all too. I look forward. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So let's go further. Okay, there's one here. I would like to ask you, Pastor Rabbit, your area code is 574?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
574.
Oh, thank you so much. Now I know.
Yeah, all right.
Now
I know. The cell number is 210-5769. I'm 24/7.
Yeah, I got it.
7 days a week. I don't care who know my number, because I am a businessman for 50 years. Went out to there and did 2 Cadillacs. I'm very happy.
I got you.
Amen. So I thank God for
that. I got
you. Thank you for praying for me, too. At 80 years old and over 81.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Now we're going down to 601, the last 4 digits. 5161, will you please come up with something from your heart?
Praise the Lord. Bless
Amen.
The Lord, oh my soul, and
yeah.
all that is within me. Bless
Amen.
His holy name. I will bless the Lord at all times. I just thank God for this line, and I thank God. Just I desire more and more of God. When you love him, you just can't get enough, and I love him,
Amen.
And I want even the more. And I thank God for you, Sister Gigi, and I pray your line continue to be blessed and draw others onto you. Thank you. Amen. This is Sister
Amen.
Felicia.
Amen.
Is it Minister Kathleen?
No, Felicia Keys.
Oh, my dear
Felicia
sister,
Keys.
Thank you for coming.
Yes.
I appreciate
yes,
that
ma'am.
So much. May God bless you. May God bless you.
Thank
you.
You
are here with me, sister, and I enjoy you every morning. Thank you so much for blessing us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we're coming down. Sister, my dear sister, Minister Gwynn, how do you like to share something with us? Minister Gwynn.
Thank God.
Yes,
praise the Lord. God bless you, Minister and Evangelist Gigi, Marshan. And I want to thank Mother Stokes for calling to remind me, because I certainly would have missed out on this blessing. And I thank God for all of you, also in honor to our overseer, Bishop Ariel Washington, and his lovely wife, Lady Mary. And Pastor
Amen.
Thomas, I just want to say you are truly a blessing, sir.
Amen.
Truly a blessing.
Thank you.
Always full of the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
And it's just a joy to have your
yes,
presence.
That's right. Yes.
And
amen.
That is just the reason why I said we missed you Saturday night. We know you, you're a businessman, but I tell you what, we've gotten so fixed on enjoying your presence that you miss
amen.
When you're not there. Amen, amen. So we thank God for you, and we thank God for
amen.
Your lovely wife, even giving us the time to have with you, with both of you, and truly that is a blessing.
Amen.
What I want to share real quickly is a one verse from the scripture that I shared early this morning with the Kingdom Dominion prayer line under the leadership of Minister Lily Stokes. We all have a day to moderate, just as we do with Kingdom Connection, and Monday is my day. And what the Lord gave me was Romans 12. With the prayer line this morning, I had the time to do go through the entire Romans, the 12th chapter. But for sake of time, I'm only going to share the first verse, and that is Romans 12 and 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, and I'm reading from the New International Version, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. And this is your true and proper worship. And I thank God for that word that the Lord inspired the Apostle Paul to give. He gave it to the Romans at the time. But this is a word that's eternal, and it's also for us today, that we give our bodies as a living sacrifice. When
amen.
We come in Christ, we are to please him. That should be our first vow, our first and foremost priority in our lives is to please God. And when our desire is to please him, then the Lord, praise God, is going to place everything else in line according to the desires of our heart as it pleases God. And then I like what it said at the end of that verse. It said, this is your true and proper worship. So when we are dedicating ourselves, we dedicate mm-hmm. our lives, our bodies, to pleasing God, this is the ultimate as far as worshiping God. We are worshiping God when we do this. And I want to end it with a verse from this song. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. And I'm going to add, with thanksgiving, we'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. We give thanks to God, and I just thank the Lord today. Before I came on the line, I was resting for a minute, but I was watching all the lines of the people, and it was marvelous that we're going to view Brother George Floyd's body, the last moments of his body here on earth and his family. And what truly blessed me was that it was not just our own black brothers and sisters, but also our white brothers and sisters. And, you know, we talk about we have to love one another. That includes not just the white, our white brothers and sisters loving us, but we as black people, we've got to love our white brothers and sisters, too.
Amen.
And so
amen.
We offer
amen.
Ourselves as a sanctuary to God. We're saying that we are going to love everybody. And
amen.
Finally, I want to say they had people, the newsman said they came from Germany, from all over the world, because they wanted to pay respect to this man. And, you know, I thought to myself, I said, the Lord could have chosen anyone. We know that in death, our own
yes.
Dr. Martin Luther King, that he brought about a change. But he took a humble man from a neighborhood, just like it was with our Jesus, when he was born in the manger, in a stable. And this humble man did not know he had to leave here in such a horrific way. But we just believe through God using him that there will be a change. Thank you, Minister and Evangelist Gigi. God bless you.
Thank
amen.
You for sharing.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank
God.
You
because, you know, yes, we have to love. Look at this. We have to love. Because love is so powerful. And I oftentimes say, you know, there are more we can benefit from God. You know, miracles, you name it. You know, so many sick people, you name it. But something is missing that is so powerful. It could be love, because love is the most powerful, you know, thing. A word. And then if we love, we apply love in the midst. And so many healings can take place. The lives having turned around for, you know, for the best and everything else. But it takes love. You know, love is so powerful. It's, you know, it's a strong substance that we need in our worship, you know. Everything, really everything.
Mm.
So we pray that God give us the grace to cultivate it, the grace to know him better through love. And because it's only love, we can love, everything else will pass, but love will exist forever. So anyway, thank you so much for the reading and the encouragement. And also, we have here Minister Evangelist Sherry. Will you please share something with us? Uh-oh, the time is running out. So if we can give us 3 minutes of your sharing. Minister Sherry.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, Minister Gigi. Well, I just want to come out of John chapter 4, verse 7 through 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And as we overheard the conversation between you and Minister Gwen here tonight, we know that the people of God, we know truthfully that there's a love inside of us. And when you started to see God, we know God is a God of love. Everything about him is love. But as we heard other people crying out for what's going on around the world, we must remember that these people have not love. They're full of anger. They're full of bitterness. Because these are spirits that overtake them and leading them into a certain direction to arm people. And it becomes good. Whatever they're doing, it becomes a good thing to them. It feels good to their flesh. But we of God, we're looking towards loving one another. And this is who we are. That's what we have to go. That's why we need to go around and share the love of God. If we know God any at all, we're going to know that it's only one way, is to love one another, share with one another, caring about one another, helping one another. But these people out there fighting against one another, that's not of God. Because God is a God who is always loving. He's a spirit of unity. He is a spirit of love. So, you know, we just can pray and let God handle the rest. Amen. Praise God. But before I go, let me just lift up quickly these people. Father, we just thank you this afternoon, God, for everything that you have that you are doing, Lord. We have seen and we know, God. We understand, Lord, because we're much wiser now, God, now that we dwell in your love, God. Father, everyone out there today, God, with the spirit of hatred, anger, bitterness inside of them, Lord, we pray, God, for a special touch to them, God. As we all been praying these last days, Father, we ask you to step in now, Lord, and release your spirit of love upon every heart today that's fighting against one another, Lord. We pray, God, that you will loosen the spirit of love in the earthly realm at this time, Lord. Let the spirit of love cover the earthly realm right now, God. In the name of Jesus, that the spirit of love will overtake them, Lord, and help them, Lord, to understand what love is all about, sharing and caring. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Minister.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. Continue to do the work. Continue to be the work. Continue to let the work of God shine through you. This. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Turn it over to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. And I know we grow up together spiritually. So I know when you talk and I feel you and you know, yes, may God continue to give you, to use you, and give you the ability to go on and do the work that assigned to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Okay, I'm going to ask Bishop, please, to, after I pray, I'm going to make a short prayer. And then, Bishop, Bishop Washington, I'm going to ask you the prayer. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you for everything. I thank you for each and every one of us. And most of all, I thank you for the blood of the cross. I thank you for forgiving our sins. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the healing that takes place right now. Because of your love, because of the love on this ministry, right now, and the healing is taking place in every area in our lives. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We pray for America. And we pray for the government. We pray for wisdom. We pray for new life. Open America, new life, and we ask that you breathe new life, open America, breathe new life. In the mighty name of Jesus, guide us, guide our families, protect them all. Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we don't detail, all that we pray about. But Lord, you know all. You know our heart desires. You know all about us. We just come and humble ourselves before you, Lord. And we ask that you take over. Have your way in our lives and direct us and guide us. We belong to you, Lord. As we're going to leave the prayer line, Lord, and you stay with us and continue to pray over us. Oh, Lord, thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Bishop, almost the service, please. It's a benediction. Bishop Washington.
Father, we come thanking you, God, once and again, closing out the line tonight, asking that you bless us, God, with the wisdom and understanding on how to continue to love our condition and not to let what's going on in the earth, God, separate us from the love of God. And God, we come thanking you right now for each and every person that have contributed tonight. and each and every person, God, that have put their soul on the line for you. And God, we thank you, we love you, we honor you. And God, we ask that you continue to bless this woman of God, that she will continue to do what you've called her to do, that she'll continue to teach and preach the word of God. She'll continue to sing unto your glory. And for all the other ministers, church mothers, missionaries, evangelists that are on the line, we thank you right now for them, and thank you, God, for what they are doing in their own lives and in their ministries. And God, we thank you for Jesus, who came and gave his life for each and every one of us. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion, the Holy Spirit, rest within the Bible with us as now forevermore. Let's all shout together and say amen, amen. We thank you for coming. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
We have 5 more minutes. We have 5 more minutes. We have 5 more minutes. Who likes to share something else? Okay. The line is open. 5 more minutes.
Oh. Sister Gigi?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Gloria
Dean.
Okay, Gloria Dean, I just thank God for the program. I really enjoyed all the words that were, you know, brought forth, and the songs were so beautiful. And I like prayer. Tomorrow is my birthday, and I'll be 84 years old. So I like
wow,
prayer
birthday.
That
okay, let's
life.
Sing. Let's sing happy birthday for Sister
birthday.
Gloria Dean.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I just cut you because, you know, I wanted to sing the song for you while I'm washing the time. Please finish your conversation. Will you please, my sister, finish with your conversation. I'm sorry to cut you. Go ahead. Minister
Gloradine?
Yeah, go ahead, finish. What else do you want to say?
Oh,
so
I
that you can
thank God for everything that was said. And I like First John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. And he that feared is not made perfect in love. So we are looking for the perfect love of God, and that's what we all need, the perfect will of God. Nothing is mixed with being perfect. It's entire. And that's what we need, that perfect love that doesn't interfere with anything. I praise God for the love, because love was spoken of, and that's what love, God, is all about. And he said that he is, he said, if a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he say he love God whom he has not seen? So we thank God. We have to pray. We need that perfect love. And I thank God for the program. And I thank God. Love was really shown through this program tonight. I thank God for you, Sister Gigi. God bless you. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Thank you so much. I enjoy you. Thank you. You're welcome. Come back again. Okay? Come back. Monday, same time, same station. And thank you, everybody.
Yeah,
thank you,
yeah,
thank you, thank
yeah.
you so much. And I'll come again. And as much as I enjoy you, I know you enjoy the program. And may God continue to bless you, to encourage you to come to this prayer ministry, and so that we can encourage each and, you know, each other. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Gigi. It's Sister G. Thank you, Minister Gigi. I enjoyed your program. Thank you. Happy birthday, Gigi. Caritha, Sister G.
Yes, thank you, Sister G. Thank you for coming, for encouraging us with, you know, a few words. Thank you so much. And again, I enjoy you. I have 7 seconds to go. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn it over to Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. It's so good to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen, amen, everyone. Thank you. Again, thank you. You have a good night in the Lord.
Amen. Thank
amen.
You.
God bless everyone. Praise God.
God bless you all. Thank you again and again and again. Bye.